for connecting caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know I got a lot of that, on the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, my best friend, my co-host, Lynn Thornley.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. We got rain, which we really needed.
Yes, and I'm very happy.
Yes, I'm very happy we got rain, too. We needed that.
I was at it 4 o'clock in the morning. It woke me up. I went, ooh, I'm going outside.
Yeah, it's nice. Like the smell of the rain, the feel of the rain. And we're going to talk a little bit more in a minute, though, and I want to introduce Marianne Fisher from Arden Courts in Palm Harbor.
Good morning.
Welcome for being here. We have a lot to talk about today, but first, we have on the line Tammy Taylor, the health coach detective, for our tip today.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, hi. Tammy. How are you today?
Good. Very good. And I'm happy for the rain, too. Like you said, we surely need it.
Yeah.
Yes. And besides rain, we also need salt.
Salt.
It makes our food taste better. And even more importantly, it plays a crucial role in maintaining our health. It's the main source of sodium and chloride ions in our daily diet. And the human body can't live without sodium. It's actually needed to transmit nerve impulses, contract and relax muscle fibers, including those of the heart and blood vessels. It also helps us maintain a proper fluid balance. But it doesn't take actually much to do this.
Yeah.
And when it comes to salt, there's two choices, table salt and sea salt. Now, table salt, it's highly processed. It's bleached, and it also has potentially harmful additives, which are used to prevent clumping.
Then nobody would even think that there's anything in there.
Correct. Now, they do add iodine into table salt. Sea salt, in comparison, is obtained directly through evaporation of seawater, and it undergoes minimal to no processing. Therefore, it allows it to retain the trace minerals, like magnesium, potassium, calcium, and other nutrients. However, it doesn't contain iodine. So using sea salt will allow you to avoid these potential harmful additives that are in table salt and get some very important trace minerals, like we talked about last week, magnesium, into the body. And when you do use sea salt, you need to make sure that you do get your iodine. So I recommend you eat fish or shrimp or seaweed. Include that. Yeah. Seaweed, you're going to eat. Lynn, you're going to eat some seaweed?
Sure.
Yes.
You cook it, I'll eat it.
Okay. All right. So, whichever salt you do use, the dietary guidelines for Americans are limiting sodium to less than 2,300 milligrams per day.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's equal to about a teaspoon of salt.
Okay.
Yeah. And I personally use sea salt to avoid those potential harmful additives.
Yeah, why not? It's very available today everywhere, right?
Yes. Yep.
Good. Good stuff.
Very good.
Thanks, Tammy. We appreciate you calling in. And if our listeners want to get a hold of you, Tammy, where can they find you?
They can find me at www.hope4healthnow.com.
Great, Tammy. Have a delicious day.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
You as well.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we have on the boards the amazing Vaughn.
Hey, how you doing today, ladies?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for hooking everything up. I see you're busy, so we'll talk to you later.
Yes, of course.
He's trying to answer the phone. So the first thing is I want to say a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Julie in Clearwater, Rob in Sarasota, and Tina in Ohio.
Welcome.
Like I always say, there's plenty of room at the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners. The good thing about it is if you can't listen to it live on AM/FM, you can listen to it on Facebook, YouTube, all sorts of other places because we're going to be syndicating and going national. And you can always go to the podcast at ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. So tell a friend and tune in whenever you can. Vaughn, did you say we have another caller? Good afternoon. Who's on the line?
Good afternoon. This is Stephanie from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Stephanie. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm calling to wish Lynn a very happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Lynn's birthday is this week, isn't it?
Yes, it's Wednesday.
Oh, so
exciting. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
I got a call, Steph, this morning from Nicole and all the kids because she thought it was today and they all sang me happy birthday.
Yeah, I just called you today to embarrass you live.
It's not the big one, Steph. I'm good with it.
It's not the big one?
Next year.
What do you consider the big one?
Well, they're all big numbers, but 69 this year. That's a good year.
69 is a good number.
Yes, that's what I thought.
And she's looking good, my girlfriend. And here we have a little trophy from our listeners for you, to Lynn Thornley, the world's greatest co-host. So we're going to put that over there on the table there for you today for your birthday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Well, thanks for calling in.
Have a wonderful day. Love you.
Love you back.
Too.
Bye.
Say hi to Chip.
Say hi to Chip.
Yeah.
Say hi to Chip. Okay, so we're going to talk to Marianne a little bit. Marianne is with Arden Courts in Palm Harbor. And Arden Courts, you guys all know, is one of my most favorite places in the world.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a big deal. You know, I go out there all the time. There's very few communities that I align myself with. Mm-hmm. Because I could go to a community and it could seem like it's a wonderful community and could be a wonderful community. And then I go back a year later and there's new staff and there's new management and things are different and it's not the community where I would want my loved one to be. But I know with Arden Courts, there's, you know, people work there 10, 20, 30 years and I'm talking on all levels.
They do.
Which is just amazing for that to happen.
The two things I like best are that your residents can go outside anytime they want, mm-hmm. and that they're all the same. If you can move them to Ohio, they won't think they left home.
Exactly. That's exactly why it's designed that way.
That's wonderful.
And we have people move from Pennsylvania to here. You know,
isn't that
it happens
something,
all the time.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you know what I really hate? I hate when somebody, a community says, oh, we have memory care now, mm-hmm. and there's no education for their employees or anything. It's on the second floor, and it's at the end of that hall that the doors are locked.
It's heartbreaking.
But really is. You hear that, right?
You do hear it.
You hear that out there pretty much because mm-hmm. there's such a need, mm-hmm. especially in mm-hmm. you know, today with the growing population. But it's not where I would want to be.
No, and a lot of people with Alzheimer's do roam. They like to walk around. And
well, you have to figure, too, so much has already been taken away from them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just let them do what they want to do. You know, I did a support group this morning at Arden Courts in Seminole.
Great.
And there was some lovely residents. You could see them outside walking around uh-huh. in the garden uh-huh. as we were having the meeting, and it was wonderful. And we know what was really cool is one of the girls that comes to the meeting on a regular basis didn't think she was going to be able to come anymore because her husband's work schedule changed.
Okay.
So she wouldn't have anybody to be with his mom, her mother-in-law.
Right.
And she brought her there for a respite.
Right, nice.
Meeting. Perfect.
Yep. So
perfect.
She went into the activities room. Her name was Linda.
Smart lady.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And she had a wonderful time, and her daughter-in-law got to come to the support group. So.
And all of our support groups are like that. Always free care. Yeah. You know, daycare during the meetings.
And that's so important because that makes or break many times if someone
can even
come.
Attend. Right.
And then there's the second part of it is, it introduces their loved one to your community.
True. So hopefully they'll, you know, if they should have to have a respite stay or for any reason, you know, they know the community then.
Well, you know, I didn't find out what respite care until I was in my bereavement group.
Okay.
Because people don't know. And that's why I try to talk about it.
Wasn't too helpful then, was it?
It wasn't too helpful then. I needed respite care from myself at that point.
Right.
So I think that's so important. So I think support groups are really important. And you do a support group.
I do.
When is your support group?
Mine's the second Tuesday of every month at 10 a.m. So it's coming up this week, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So please feel free to come. Mm-hmm. Come to support groups. It's a non-judgmental place. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn things at support groups
right.
that you won't learn anywhere else. I continue to learn things at support groups every day.
Exactly.
And
you don't have to speak up. You can listen. If you're in the mood just to listen, I swear there's somebody right next to you with sometimes the same situation.
Exactly.
And you can learn from them.
Yeah,
you know,
and sometimes we just, and sometimes we cry, and sometimes mm-hmm. we laugh,
mm-hmm.
and you know, well, all the time we laugh,
and we make good friendships, real friendships.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, a lot of our family members and families from the community, we get together the Wednesday after our support group, actually, at Ruby Tuesdays in Oldsmar.
So the day after
support group, they all get together. It's just the rule is we don't talk about Alzheimer's. They're out to have fun together and have a drink.
I love that.
So, how perfect
is
that?
Perfect. It is
now
perfect.
You should start that. I could run the drinking part.
Yeah, but it's good because we need to be so, you know, there's one support group that I facilitate. There's two women in there. They both take care of their moms. Mm-hmm. So now on every Tuesday, the one woman takes both the moms for like 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
And then on Thursday, the other woman takes both the moms for 3 or 4 hours. And then on Friday, the four of them go out for lunch into the movies.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So they each get like 4 hours of respite.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And their moms know each other and everybody knows each other and they're in the same boat.
Right, right.
Because you don't get it until you're in there.
Right.
No. Exactly
Unless
what's going on.
Truly in their spot, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So so that's a cool thing too. So think
so
about
what do you
it.
Do there?
I actually do the marketing. So I sell good care.
Good for you.
I don't ever like to think of the word sale. Honestly, I try to be a social worker in my heart, and if you just help people, it all turns out right.
Yeah, it does. Well, so you know what the thing is, and I say all the time, I'm blessed by the people in our community that work together and help each other. Because if somebody comes and sees you or me or whoever it is, and we're not the right fit,
we're going to help them anyway.
We're going to help them anyway.
Always.
We're going to find the right fit, and if I don't know the answer, I know somebody that does.
Right.
And we're very blessed in this Tampa Bay community to be surrounded like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's so important.
Yeah.
To just do the right thing. So tell our listeners, if they're considering memory care, what questions should they ask?
Honestly, one of the best questions is about their state survey. That's actually not only posted, you know, on the internet, but legally it has to be in the lobby of every building. So right when you go in the lobby of any community that you're looking at, you can just kindly ask for their state survey and you can read and look if there's tags or if there's any issues, you know, that the state found when they went into the community.
Wow.
And you can get that online?
You can get it online, but it legally has to be posted in the building. Every building you walk in, assisted living.
But it's kind of cool if you can get it online because you could check out a couple of places before you even go
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
So where do they go online to find that?
They'll go to AHCA, the AHCA website, AHCA.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you hear that, listeners? Because the more homework you do and the more preparation you do, the easier the transition is for everybody.
Exactly. And actually, AHCA sometimes will give out some nice questions to ask even. So if you weren't listening to us today and learning things or learning from a friend that went through this already, they actually will post questions to ask.
That's a great idea.
It is great. You know, it's coming.
You didn't know that, did you?
Mm-hmm.
I knew some things. I didn't know that anybody could go to the website, though.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe only people in the medical profession could.
Mm-hmm.
So as Lynn says, Arden Courts is different. Mm-hmm. Arden Courts, it's funny. Some people come to my support group in Arden Courts Seminole, and they come into Largo, and they're like, am I at the same place? Yes, you are at the same place.
Right.
So explain why that's done and how your communities are set up.
Well,
that makes it different from other communities.
Okay. Well, research. We did a lot of research. We actually did 5 years of research to build the building. So, and one little story, honestly, that I always tell family members when I meet them is I was on vacation in Orlando. I'll always remember this. And I was outside with my family, and I had an Arden Courts Memory Walk t-shirt on. And I had a lady come up to me, and she was so excited. And she goes, are they there? Tell me about them. And I'm like, hello? You know, yes, Arden Courts are still there. Of course they are. And she was so excited. She was a professional, and she was on the dream team. Because I was on the team. I was with the doctors. I was with the social workers. I was there, and it was the most fulfilling thing she'd ever done in her career. And she was just so excited to see that we were still there. I said, we're still there. We still look the way we have because we feel we designed it right. We don't need to change it.
Right.
You took all the bathrooms out. I mean, showers, right?
There's no showers in the rooms because of safety. So simply if you just...
That makes sense.
Well, if you Google falls and seniors, I think it's something like 94-96% of falls are going to happen in the bathroom.
Exactly.
They're going to turn on the shower. They're going to fall. They're going to get burnt. So many things could happen.
Yeah, they're going to get tripping, they're tripping.
And then think of it, in your own home, your shower's not in your room unless I guess you're in the master room, you know, really. Your shower's usually outside the hall.
Right.
And that's what the houses look like. They look like your own home with your living room and your dining room, that kind of thing.
And so there's four houses. Explain to our listeners about that.
It's simply, if you were to just draw a little square on a piece of paper, you know, on the table, look at the four corners of the square. Each one is a hallway, but we call it a house because it has a front porch. just like your home. It has a flag and a mailbox. Then you go down the hallway, which isn't too long. That's important. Seniors aren't going to walk to the end of the hallway if they can't see to the end of the hallway.
Yeah, it's too far. Yeah,
can't be too big.
It might be scary.
Very much so. So there's just a simple hallway, and at the end of each of those four hallways is a dining room, a living room, and a kitchen, right, just like your house. And then you have your bedroom. You have your private space to sleep or rest. Have privacy. But our philosophy is all about programming. We really don't want them in that room. We want them, at the very least, in the living room or out on one of the inside
right.
porches or outside porches.
Right, you don't want them just sitting in your bedroom all day.
No. It's not emotionally
not good
for them. It's not living. And it's not safe. That's right. Where they're going to be forgetful, and they're going to say, oh, I can still walk, and they're going to stand up. Or I can still do this or that, and they're going to have a fall. We don't want them. We want them under people's eyes. Right. We want them safe, and we want them engaged.
Yeah. And it's so important. And every time I go to Arden Quiz, you always see everybody's happy walking around
yes,
and talking.
Yeah.
And with the support group, they always want to come in and join us and chat a little
bit. And all
bit.
The people are lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had to help my neighbor move, get her husband passed in Arden Quiz this week.
This past week in
Largo.
Yeah. So I went over with her to clean out his room. And everybody was so nice. Everybody was coming up and hugging her. And he wasn't there that long because she held on to him till a little too long, I think.
Right.
But everybody was lovely.
You know what amazes me when I hear stories like that is I know my building particularly, we have a lot of families that come back and give still. Even if they're survivors, I have a couple that come to our support group and help other family members.
Right.
I have a volunteer that comes and helps with our garden and helps visit with people, and a couple of ladies that help with the decorations.
Because you need a purpose, too.
You do, and that's it. When they've come for a long time, especially, we have two families. We have the person we're taking care of, and then we have the caregiver that we fell in love with. And then the caregiver met all of us. So it's part of their daily life. So, come back. We'd love you to come anytime you want. And a lot of them, they get a lot out of it, and they should, because they're really helping people. They really are helpful. They're not just there. They're talking to people and talking to other family members that are new on the journey and helping them.
Yeah, and that's really good, especially when you're saying family members that are new on the journey, to speak to someone that has been through it or that is on the journey right now.
Right.
It's so much easier than speaking to a salesperson.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're speaking to someone, actually speaking to a resident, or if you're speaking to somebody in a support group, even if it's not the same community or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're sharing feelings, you're sharing questions to ask, and you're also hearing sometimes in the support group some not so good things you don't really like to hear, but that you need to hear also.
You need to know. You need the education.
Yeah, you really need to know where to go and what, there's, like I say, in Pinellas County, there's over 300 home health care companies. It's a lot I wouldn't want.
You wouldn't know where to turn.
My dog to go to.
Right.
Or you wouldn't, or you just don't know where to turn.
Mm-mm.
You don't know where to turn. And just that education, that's what one of the things I love about the show, where, I go back to the office and there's an email and it says, I saved money on my prescription, or that guy that, a couple of weeks ago, a woman calls me up and she said, I'm calling for my neighbor because he doesn't speak very good English.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, he takes care of his mom, he's the only one in the family, it's just the two of them. He's a landscaper.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having some struggles with his mom, and he left the house and jumped in his car and turned the radio on, and the show was on. And he said he didn't know someone could come in and bathe his mom, and he really knew he wasn't properly
taking
care of his
mom. Didn't know the basics.
And he wasn't properly taking care of his mom. He knew that.
Right.
And so now he has a home health care company, go in twice a week and take care of his mom. And he wanted his neighbor to let me know that he's grateful, and his mom says thank you.
Oh.
So.
Because a mother doesn't want, my mother didn't want me to bathe her.
Right. Being the daughter, even. Yeah.
Exactly. Because she was old school. She, and I wasn't allowed to see her naked.
No. But, and that's all thing, a mother and a son.
That's harder.
And
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And but if you don't know that there are services and there are things available to do that, you don't know.
You wouldn't know.
And there are too many caregivers and loved ones out there that are suffering from different ailments or whatever it is, just because
they're
they don't
just not
know
reaching out. Right.
Of what's out there. Mm-hmm. What's out there. So, tell me why you only do memory care.
Why the company does it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we saw the need, but we saw the need a long time ago. Right now there's so many communities.
So what, there's 57 now, right?
There's 57 and there's been 21 years. I mean, our product's been around a long time. So we've done the research. We know that we saw the need was there. Way back in the day, because I was with the company Back in the day. We actually had something called the Thalia Unit. And back in the skilled nursing centers and the nursing homes, we did have areas that were just for folks with memory loss.
Okay.
But then things evolved and assisted livings came out. And that's when we saw, well, regular assisted living's not safe for our folks. Or they would get lost in the shuffle.
Right.
I mean, our folks, the way I describe to families, because a lot of them aren't sure when they come to our door, do I need assisted or do I need memory?
Right.
And we're not sure either. So we ask them some questions, obviously. And I'll say, is your mom somebody that is going to be alert enough to get herself to the dining room?
So listen to these questions.
Yeah. Or is your mom going to know to read the activity calendar and go to a program or know to hit the call button? If she can't do all those things, she needs memory care. She or he needs memory care. Because our folks, we have to handhold them. We have to get them to the dining room. We have to get them to activities.
Have to let them know what time
it
is.
Yeah, exactly. And we have hydration stations, which is kind of more like a skilled nursing center even, but we have, snack times. We can't let them get dehydrated. We got to make sure that they're drinking enough. And that's not something that really a regular assisted living would do, because a regular assisted living, they expect you to be able to make these decisions
right,
on your own.
Right.
But things are all available, and that's wonderful.
Exactly.
It's all available, but you need to be alert enough to know, hey, I need some water, I need this or that.
Right. I need to know what time is an activity and where it's at,
right, and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's good to know, because a lot of people say, I don't know what's the difference where should I go and what should I do. All right now we're going to get ready to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal, if you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. Connecting Caregivers Radio, we'll be right back.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
I wasn't prepared for Dad to get sick. He's Mom's primary caregiver. But thanks to Assisting Hands, we were able to give Mom the care that she needed, from getting her up in the morning, making breakfast, getting her showered, to changing the sheets on her bed. They understood her memory loss and were able to provide us with a caregiver who was patient, kind, and engaging. Mom smiles when she arrives, and they have a great time together. Assisting Hands has helped Mom remain happy, healthy, and home.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383. Or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-341-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
Uh-huh. Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the Caregiver Affirmation, or to listen to this week's show or previous weeks, just go to www.caregiversradio.com. Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at caregiversradio.com. There's a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email Linda and she will find the resource you are looking for. Interested in having Linda speak at one of your events? Just give her a call at 833-795-9990. Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
You'll be there, 'cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yep, caregivers, that's what you want to do, and especially, as I mentioned, that hydration, especially at this time of the year, especially in sunny Florida. Not just your loved one, but take care of yourself, because many times we're worried about our loved one drinking enough water and stuff, but we're not. Vaughn, do we have somebody else on the line?
Happy birthday.
Good afternoon. Who's here?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Lynn. Happy birthday to you. Hey, Lynn, it's Daddy and Michelle.
Oh, thank you very much, Daddy and Michelle.
Thanks so much for calling in, guys. We love you.
We love listening to you. Thanks for having this show.
Oh, no problem. Hi, Daddy.
Lynn, you need to come over. We need to celebrate your birthday.
Okay, we'll do that one night. Okay, good.
All right, have a great day and drive carefully. It's kind of rainy and stormy out here today.
Ooh, okay, be careful.
Mm-hmm. Well, good, my car will get washed.
All right, bye-bye.
Yep, love you, bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
See, happy she's birthday. So popular.
You are.
It's just popular, Lynn, I don't know. All right, so let's get back to talking a little bit.
You didn't ask what I wanted for my birthday.
Maybe they already have a surprise for you.
I want a radio voice.
A radio voice?
Yeah.
I want a woman's voice.
Yeah, well.
Every time I talk on the phone, they go, yes, sir. No, sir.
Since you was a kid.
Yeah, for my whole life. It's just the tone,
it's
whatever
it is. It's a sexy voice, Lenny.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. So, I want to talk about, so now we decide maybe our loved one needs to move into a memory care community. Mm-hmm. And this is what I say to people, too. This is just my deal. Somebody just asked this at the support group. When do I know it's time? Am I said three questions. One, are they safe? Mm-hmm. Number two, I said, are they getting the amount of attention that they require and deserve? Mm-hmm. And how are you? How are you? I've heard, honestly, at my support groups, the family members ask or will tell one another when you're starting to lose patience.
Yeah.
When you can see that you're losing patience, then it's time. Yeah. Because you're the person you're caring for, probably it's been ready a long time. They're going to benefit, you know, from programming of things. But
I've had people come to a support group, and it's the first day there, and I said, "What brought you here today?" And they said, "I yelled at my mother."
Right, you know, and I don't want to. Of course not.
But they know that they're at that edge. So, so those are some of the questions you want to think about. The safety, of course, is the number one thing. But, you know, you can't be there 24/7 when your loved one is in community. There are people that are there 24/7. And the cool thing about it is, once your loved one is in a community, you get to be the daughter again. You get to be the wife again.
Exactly, exactly.
It's a whole different thing. You're still the caregiver, and no matter what community you put your caregiver in, your loved one in, you're still the caregiver.
Mm-hmm. You are. You're still the one watching everybody. Right? You're still watching the whole show.
Mm-hmm. The community, the people, your loved one. You know your loved one better than anybody. You've been with them how many years? So I want you to think about that. So if someone does move in, though, what are the kind of things that they should bring with them?
I always tell people to look at their home and where they sit the most, because really, especially if someone has dementia, they're probably not going in every room of the house. Right. Or you might even have a door locked for safety. But let's say they have a favorite seat in the living room or in the kitchen. Sit in that chair and see what's in their vision.
Look
what's in their vision, because it might be an item that you hadn't thought of was important, but they sit and see it every day. So that's one idea. And then, of course, a familiar picture. I always think if somebody wakes up at night, I want them to be able to see, and maybe an old picture. It might be my kid's graduation picture.
Right.
It might be my wedding picture. But when I sit up in bed and maybe don't quite recognize where I am, I want to see a picture that I've always seen all these years. Deep breath, I'm safe. Maybe they'll go right back to sleep. You know, that kind of thing.
That's excellent advice.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing, too, I tell caregivers, when it comes to the point where your loved one is trying to forget your name, which is a very tough thing for people. And it's very tough, though, sometimes, like, the grandchildren come to visit or whoever, and they don't really understand the disease, so it can be harder for them. So many times, if you take a photo of yourself when you were younger and pin it on your shirt when you go to visit,
they can make
that connection.
Right.
Not forever, but for many times, very well.
Very well, right.
You know,
and that's where you identify yourself.
Yeah, so that's such a simple little thing to do instead of going, you know, Grandma, it's me, Mary. You know, it's me, Mary. You know, it's me, Mary.
Right, right.
No, I don't know what you, Mary.
Right.
No, my husband just gets on the phone, calls the cops.
people do that.
He used to call the cops on me. Really? He didn't recognize who I was.
He didn't recognize you.
But I got upset because the police didn't ask to see ID for me. I could have been a bad person. But I wasn't.
Thank you, God. No, you weren't. You were a great caregiver. Let's talk also about the staff in the community and how important that is, and how licensing is important and all that kind of thing.
Well, a couple things. Long-term staff is amazing, of course.
Right.
It's unfortunately not a lot that you see in this industry. You know that firsthand.
Not at all.
I, in my own community, or most of the Ardens, you know, we're fortunate. I'm always bragging about my executive director. She was there 6 months after the building opened. She's been over there 20 years. Myself, I've been with the company 30. I had a little 4 years that I went far away, but I came home.
There you go.
But there's a lot of our frontline staff that are, you know, 8, 12, 15. Oh, Bernadette's like 17 years,
yeah,
I want to say.
But that just shows you that it's a good community, that you would stay, because I think it's a very stressful job what you do every day. And if it's not a good community, they're out the door in a week and 2 weeks and that.
Right.
So you have a good community.
Right. Yeah. I feel so. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important that you have an educated staff.
Right.
I see some communities that they don't educate their front end people, the people that are dealing directly with the...
Well, and it needs to be everybody. It's not just the caregivers giving the care. It's the housekeeper. It's the kitchen person.
Every
person, because they're having, no matter what your job is, you're having some kind of contact with someone.
Exactly.
And you need to know what to do and what to say and how to say it the right way. I know at our building we do, I think they call them shift meetings. So sometimes between shift to shift, they'll just talk about something specific that's going on in the building, you know, bring it to everyone's attention.
Yeah, and sometimes some person might be just having a little harder time, or maybe somebody had to have some surgery, or maybe something happened in their personal life.
Right. You know,
and we just need to be aware of that. And sometimes when you're in a community that's way too big, I don't think that communication is exactly the same. And a lot of the communities, they don't train the maintenance people. They don't train those other people. Right. I think when everybody's trained, it's like a well-oiled ship, or whatever that expression is.
Well, you know, this week when Lois's husband passed, and I went over. There was this young girl who was making the breakfast in the kitchen, and and she said the sweetest thing. She came over to Lois, and she said, "I'm really not good at this, but I'm really good at hugs." And she hugged her, and that's all Lois needed.
That's right. All you need.
Right.
But what
right.
a sweet thing to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How kind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How kind.
Because a lot of people aren't good at that.
Right.
No.
Young girl didn't know what to say.
She was
know.
Very young.
Right, right.
Didn't but she was right on it. She said, I'll hug you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sweet.
Let's talk about something else, too. Let's talk about when you do move your loved one into a memory community about visiting, because that's an issue that comes up all the time.
I know everybody, I'll say there's a lot of communities that do things different than we do. I'll be upfront with you. I know I've heard, oh, I can't visit my mom for a week, or I shouldn't visit for a month. And truthfully, I want to think about how I would feel. And if you told me I could visit, my mom had to live in assisted living. And she had Parkinson's and had some dementia. But if you told me I couldn't visit for a week, I'd want to know why. And I would be panicking to wonder how she's doing.
Right.
You know, I really would have. So in our community, we want to embrace and work with the family to help them adjust. The story I always tell them is, you know, we want you to visit. I want you to tell your mom that you're really busy and you can't go down to the room, and you need to make sure she's in the activity room, or your mom or dad, you know, waiting for you. Because that right away, because they'll say, oh, I can't come. My daughter's, you know, coming. So they don't want to go to a program. So say, tell mom, I want you to be in that activity room. That's where I'm going to find you first. That's where I'm going to look first. And then we want them to go to programming and be involved, because you're helping them find their friends. You're helping them find their niche. And you don't want
to
be...
It's hard for them to introduce themselves to somebody.
Yeah, just think of it. If you go to a party and you don't know anybody, it's scary. Right. It's scary, you know?
And so, everybody wants to feel like they're part of the group.
Right, right. So help them find the friends, the neighbors, the table mates. Help your mom find their way around, your dad find their way around. And you can have your quiet time together. It's not that you're not having that.
Right.
But help them get used to that routine that we get up in the morning and we go to the community center. After lunch, you know, we go back to that community center. And if you just join them at programming, you're going to help us help them adjust quicker.
And that's what everybody wants. Routine is.
That's what everybody wants. They need the routine, of course. They have to have the routine.
That's how they function.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's how they
simplicity,
function.
but that's what they need.
Right.
You know, and then you can have your private time, of course, you know, at our grounds. We are fortunate with the grounds, and they can sit in the gazebo and, you know, relax and that kind of thing, but get them in the programming and join them at programming and just help them make their friendships, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we think is most important.
Yeah, well, it's like, well, even like when my mom moved down here. So I don't know anybody my mother's age. I didn't know anybody my mom's age.
Uh-huh.
I had only lived here 6 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a little, like a housewarming party for her. She lived in independent living in Freedom Square. Mm-hmm. But I invited like 8 of my girlfriends from networking and their mothers.
Oh, how nice.
So they all brought their mothers, and their mothers told all the stories we never wanted anybody to hear or know about. But it was great, and some of the mothers became friends and actually, like, would go to the movies occasionally or what kind of thing.
Right.
But, you know, I had to kind of, like, facilitate that for my mother.
Yeah, the friendships. You had to help.
You know,
help
just kind of be the hookup or kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I think lots of times maybe our loved ones are not engaged, not even in a community, but not even at home or when you go out somewhere, because they don't know how to engage.
Right, right.
They can't remember how to engage.
A lot of them don't drive, and you know, they don't drive, so you can't meet a friend. You have to have someone help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You drove your mother everywhere, like me.
Yes, I'll always be your chauffeur, never to worry about that. So also, let's talk about, sometimes people want to come to the community and take their loved one out and take them home somewhere. For a holiday, for whatever. Let's talk
good about question. That. It's a good question.
It is a good question.
I guess I'm going to tell you a little bit about my scenario, too.
Yes, please do.
Because you love your loved one, and you want to do that, and you want to keep the routines that you've had. But I know from my support group, every November, we talk about it's the holidays,
time, right.
And it's not going to be like it was for all those years.
Right.
And you can't expect it to be. So you're going to have some new traditions. You're going to make some new traditions, things that are going to be more simple for them. Not saying that you can't bring them home, but I know in my own experience, I remember the first time I brought my mom from assisted living, I felt like she felt nervous at the dining room table. I could tell that she was missing her friends. My chairs weren't as comfortable as, you know, the assisted living center that she had gotten used to in a short amount of time. She got really used to it. So then I switched things up a little bit. The next time I brought her after, like on a Christmas morning, but after everything was all done, and she stayed for a short time, and just sat on the sofa and watched all the, you know, stuff. We'll say, watch the presents and watch this and that, and had a, maybe had a snack. But she had already had lunch at the assisted living. I knew she was safe. She had already eaten.
Right.
They I mean, quite honestly, with true memory loss, oftentimes they ask to go home, back to the building. But they won't, not home home, but, you know, they'll say, I want to go back to that place. I want to go back to my friend. And they'll mention their friend, best friend's, you know, name. So it's hard for the caregiver because you want to do all the things you've always done.
But
it's not always
the
best. It's really not always. You can. I mean, you can. You shouldn't take them home ever. Because if you're going to take them home, they're going to say, why can't I sleep there?
Right.
So you're not going to do that. But of course, you can take them for, you know, trips to get. If you always got their nails done together, take mom and get her nails done, or drive her by the beach.
Have ice cream.
Exactly. Yeah, ice cream by the beach. How easy is that, you know?
Right.
So you can do those things. But, but you have to just remember in the back of your head, who am I doing it for?
Exactly.
Does she look like she's comfortable and happy, or does she look,
Am I feeling guilty, or
nervous?
Am I feeling
whatever? Yeah, they look nervous next to you the whole time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So.
And that's very important.
Every situation's different.
It's very important, and exactly what you said. Who is this for?
Remember when your mother was up north and she said, I want to go home, and she meant to her assisted living?
Yeah.
And
really?
And that
she
was
hated
like,
it.
Yeah, I was like so happy. Kind of
she always said, I'll never move to Florida. I'll never move to Florida. And then she asked to go home. So that was really nice.
Yeah, that's because
she
wasn't
feeling
good.
How happy
she had been
she
in the hospital, and then she felt like this was her home, and that was...
That made me so happy. Because she really didn't like it a lot at first.
Well, I remember one time she was at my house, and I had a Chamber of Commerce social at my house.
Okay.
And so there was like 50 people at my house. And I hear my mother telling people how great Florida is, but would never say that to me.
Really?
Yeah, and she'd do all this and that and that. So like the next day, her and I are chatting, and I go, did I hear you say to so-and-so last night how nice it is in Florida, whatever? And she looks at me. And I said, well, you always say you didn't want to move here because it's so hot and everything. So why did you move here anyway? Mm-hmm. She said, out of all the kids, you make me laugh the most. I know you'll take care of me. I was like, okay. That was very nice. That was very nice that she said that to me. And now we need to hear once again to our from our wonderful partners. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the birthday girl on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
I'm going to be big birthday this year, right?
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears. Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're off to the races. No, we're not off to the races. You know what happens when you hear those horns. It's time to get your paper and pen, because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On June 12th at St. Anthony's Hospital in the auditorium, Tipa Snow will talk about taking a positive approach to dementia caregiving. There will be two identical sessions. Session 1, 9 to noon. Session 2 is 1 to 4. Please RSVP to 727-230-2059.
Tipa Snow, I love Tipa Snow. She is like the bomb. Mm-hmm. She's so educational. She is so entertaining. She is so heartwarming. If you can make it, please call up and go. You know, you'll definitely...
We're going.
Yeah, Lynn and I will be there. So come in the afternoon when we're there. Yes. If you can't go, go to her website, TipaSnow.com. She has tons of video and tons of information. I assure you, you will learn something.
Yes. And then on June 16th at 3 p.m., the Matinee Opera Players will be performing Summer Romance at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park. I don't need to say that. It is by donation. There will be complimentary snacks at intermission, raffles, and door prizes.
And that's a family event, so you can bring everybody.
Yes, and it's fun.
Yes, it's fun.
On June 18th and July 16th at 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in St. Petersburg is Melodies for the Mind. Join Dr. Kate and Kim Bennett for Old Fashioned Song Fest. Research showed an increased sense of well-being for the care receiver and an increase in resilience for the caregiver with music. For more information, call 727-492-3050. And then a parent support group for parents or caregivers of children with special needs will be held on the first Saturday of every month from 10 to 11:30 at Connect 2 Christ Church on Oakers Road in Seminole. Any questions, call 727-471-6362.
And there's another thing going on here, too, with Dr. Kate at Harbor Chase. The title of it is Forgetfulness or Dementia? Do you find yourself asking this question often? So I think Lynn and I are going to go to that also.
We are
because
always questioning
we're always
ourselves.
Asking each other. But it's a good conversation to have, because many times we freak ourselves out, too, and think that there's an issue, and it's just an aging issue or whatever, or it's a busy mind or something going on. Mm-hmm. But if you're interested in that, it's at Harbor Chase on Tampa Road in Palm Harbor on June 25th at 5:30, and RSVP 727-781-8686. All the information will be on the website. So we have a few more minutes to talk. Let's talk about Arden Courts, so memory care and hospice.
Mm-hmm. We want someone to age in place in their home, so we do bring hospice in. So that's a good question that a lot of families have. So we work along with hospice so they can, of course, stay with us their whole lifetime.
And so how long does hospice usually come in if they come into Arden Courts?
Just like they would in their own home. So you have a RN that checks on you. You have a social worker that comes in. You see them, I believe it's... feels like 5 days a week, but maybe it's, you know, three to 5 days uh-huh. a week. There's always somebody there checking on them. The hospice, I'm sure not everybody maybe knows this, hospice helps with medications that are related to diagnosis, so it helps with cost. They help with adult undergarments. They have a lot of programs that'll come in, like pet therapy, which we have come in from hospice. You can have massage therapists, all different things.
Wow. Yes, I don't think people know about that.
Yeah,
they
little details.
They think hospice is like the last 2 weeks of your life.
you know, kind of thing.
That's
what
statistics show. People don't call soon enough, and it's a shame because they're missing out on a lot of great services.
Just call and get the information. And you work with both hospice, with MPF and Seasons.
Yes, so it's because it's someone's right, of course, to make their choice.
Yes. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm now on the board of Seasons Hospice. So
I didn't know that.
Cool thing. Yeah, the new kids on the block. Mm-hmm. But there's plenty of business for all of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's plenty of business. We also mentioned, too, to break, we were talking about how you have a nurse on the premises. I think that's important for people to know.
It is important. It really is. Think of it we all know with dementia, we don't want them going 911 often, if at all. You know, anybody with senior, really, we don't want them going out.
No.
Much. Right. But the difference between having a nurse there all night, 24 hours a day, not just in the daytime, or a caregiver, is a caregiver has to send someone out on change of condition. End of story. Change of condition, they 911 you out. Where a nurse can make a judgment call, a nurse can do range of motion. A nurse can, you know, call a doctor.
She can make a better judgment.
She can make a better judgment and try to not send somebody right to the emergency room as an only option. And the other thing with nurses, and I don't know if everybody realizes, is the nurse can give a PRN, you know, an as-needed medication.
Right.
So the difference is if I have memory loss and I maybe do have a medication that I get off and on when I'm, you know, a little agitated, mm-hmm. a med tech can't make a judgment call. So if you're at a community with med techs, you're either going to get the medicine all the time, which means you're going to get too much medicine,
right.
or they're not going to give it at all, and you might need it. Where a nurse can look at someone and say, okay, things look like they're changing for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I think they need a little bit of medicine, you know, this one time today.
And is that nurse able to diagnose like a UTI or anything like that? Or they just...
They work with a doctor to do that. You know, if there's, of course, symptoms when somebody looks like they might have a UTI.
But I think they may be able to see that better than sending them to the hospital and know that,
exactly.
there's a good chance this woman has a gentleman has a UTI and we just need to call the doctor mm-hmm. to come see them and then sending them to...
Right, no, nobody has to go out for something like that. Even for x-rays, they should have. They don't have to go out for x-rays. Doppler radar. You can do, you know, all kind of things in the building, really.
What about dental?
You can do dental, actually, yeah. The company that we work with mainly for cleaning, but actually we did just find out of a new company that might be able to do more. And that's exciting because we've been looking for that, I feel like, forever.
Because that's so important because people neglect that.
Exactly.
They just neglect that.
My husband, he was so fastidious with his teeth. He bought his own braces when he was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And filthy teeth. He never brushed his teeth. I don't think he liked to look at himself in the mirror.
Yeah, it might have been scary, too.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Who's that guy looking at me? We know that story.
Mm-hmm. We know that for sure.
Yeah, so that's really, really important. What else? Well, give us one last thing you want to tell our listeners.
Actually, the best time of day. If you're looking at a community, this is what I always mm-hmm. tell families. I mean, it is important to make an appointment, of course, to talk to someone like myself or whomever that knows all the answers. But you want to come in unannounced. That's the last thing I always tell my family members after I tour somebody, a new family member. I said, you know, do your homework, look at your places, and maybe you can't decide. Maybe you're down to two places, and you just can't decide. And again, when it was my own mom, I had two places, and one of my very good friends, a professional, was opening a new community. And I'll be honest, had I moved in for myself, I would have chose that community. But you have to step back. I learned a lot from my
right.
I was with my own mom. And you step back and say, where are they going to be the best?
Right.
Where are they? Not what's best for you.
Exactly.
Not the place you like. Where would they be the best?
Right.
And then visit. Visit as a surprise. That I visited when I got those last two. I would pop in on a Saturday morning. I would pop in at 8 o'clock at night. I wanted to see the real deal.
And that's where mom lives, so you should be able to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, and every time, the place I chose, every time I was there, I always remember his name. His name was Jake. It seems like I ran into him every time. And young kid, you know, and he was just the nicest young man every time I got there, and he was always greeting. And the place I didn't choose on a Saturday morning, I walked around for almost 40 minutes, and no one asked who I was.
No one said hello.
I walked in the front door.
That's
who was
scary.
I?
You could have been
that's
a scary
really
person.
Frightening.
That
that's
is.
Really frightening. That scared the heck out of me.
Yeah. That's very scary. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today.
It was fun.
Appreciate you. It is fun. Caregivers, one last thing I want to tell you is prepare. Don't wait until I think mom might need memory care now. If you see anything starting in the beginning or when they first get their diagnosis, that's the time to start looking at communities because you don't want to wait until it's an emergency for something to happen. Tune in next week for Connecting Caregivers Radio. Remember, God loves you all the time and have a delicious day.
And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night.
just call.